Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Worth a Watch. And as always, we have with us Shabir and Deepto. Welcome to the show, Shabir and Deepto.
Thanks, Will.
And this week, we are going to review a movie from a language we haven't reviewed before. And disclaimer, I have never even watched a movie in this language before. The palindromic language of India, Malayalam, from the state of Kerala. This is the 2019 movie, Kumbhalangi Nights, which is now available for streaming on Amazon Prime. And after listening to the review, if you want to watch it, feel free to go ahead and do that. So I will not act as an expert in Malayalam movie, as I've already given the disclaimer, but to give you a little context, just like me, there's another debutant here who's the director, Madhu Narayanan. The movie is about a set of four brothers. And as you go along, you'll find a little more about it. Don't want to give spoilers at this stage. The brothers have a pretty strong love-hate kind of a relationship, which is set up very well. And especially two of these brothers, they just don't seem to get along well. Some other combinations do, and so on. The setting is absolutely beautiful. It's in Kerala, the backwaters of Kerala, as you would expect. You see lots of water. You see lots of greenery. Actually, the greenery caught my eye a lot. And then this turns into what you would think is a love story, as one of the brother falls for a girl. And from there on, there it's these interesting characters who keep coming in and take the story from there to what happens at the end, which is very different from whatever I have discussed so far. So this is where I'll take the back seat and actually hand the microphone over to our expert. Shabir, let's hear more about this movie from you.
Yeah, thanks, Suhail. So thank you, first of all, for finally agreeing to review a Malayalam movie. I have been recommending so many movies. So it's a good time to be a Malayalam movie watcher. Okay, so the past 5-6 years, we've had really good content, as the word that everybody likes using, being made in Malayalam. There's a new age of a lot of new age directors who are making these films that are set in rural areas, the Malayalam heartland, and are great to watch. So this director that you spoke about, so if you look at the producers of this movie, right, so there is Fahad Fazil, who has acted in the movie, and there is Dilish Potan, and there is Shyam Pushkaran. So these three guys are sort of the poster boys of the new wave of Malayalam movies. So if you talk to any Malayalam movie fan, you will hear the name of a movie called Mahesh and the Pratigaram. That is considered to be now considered to be an all-time great movie. So that was directed by Dilish Potan, written by Shyam Pushkaran, and Fahad Fazil acted in it. So the producers of this movie are played a key part in that movie. So what they are doing is sort of mentoring a whole bunch of new directors to come out with movies like this. So like I said, it's a great time to be a Malayalam movie watcher. So having said that,
I think since Badla, we have never discussed producers of movie as much as we already have.
Yeah, so anytime an actor produces a movie, I think it's worth discussing. Where it is very strange is Fahad Fazil, despite him producing the movie, the way that it happens in Hindi film industry, a superstar produces a movie, he is either playing the top role, or he doesn't act in it itself. But here Fahad Fazil plays a very interesting role, I think a very different role that I haven't actually seen in Indian cinema. So that is where the confidence of the man comes. I think we can discuss that later. But now coming to the movie itself, I think this is sort of brilliantly made movie. I have no doubt at all that all of you are going to say that it's worth a watch. But a great movie, great movie. Tiptada, what do you say?
Yeah, I also definitely think it's worth a watch, though I don't share the gaga reactions of most commentators till now. I mean, it's not like the world changing as it is being currently discussed. It's a very good movie. It seemed to me, and I'm now going to get trolled, it seemed to me like a mild-mannered Hum, where a band of brothers join forces when against a family who's refusing to give their daughter in marriage. So, I mean, that was my takeaway from the
mild-mannered.
So
mild-mannered hum, mild-mannered ham, you can say. not mild-mannered ham. Please, Deepthada, I know you're a fanboy, but let's not compare a masala potboiler with such a subtle and beautiful movie that has been made. Please.
It's a beautiful film. It's very moody. No. It's not Satya Pe Satya. It's Hum. That three brothers, one of them want to marry a girl. They are reaching out to the family of that girl. And there is one semi-patriarch of that family who is not letting that happen. And there are, and that patriarch, we see other shades of that patriarch as that film unfolds. This is the story of Hum.
Oh, so sir,
it is also the story of Kumbhalangi Nights. I'm being a little facetious here, but really speaking, it's a beautiful film. It's very moody and it unfurls very slowly. It has a superb climax that one can never predict. It just hits us out of the blue. It has some amazingly real characters and setting. And what I really liked best is that there was no spoon feeding. There were some many complex relationships and equations between the people, the brothers, the other people in the characters in the film and all of that. But nobody told that right at the outset, ki saying this is that, this is that one's father, this mother and father are like this, and so on and so forth. So that they take that time to set up. Some things are left open-ended. So I thought that was a very beautiful way of, like, you know, setting a film in.
I actually, on that point, I'll almost compare it to my favorite movie of 2019 so far. It's called Shoplifters. It's a Japanese movie, which also had these complex relationships. And while watching this movie, as Deepthada said, I actually had to go back a few times to understand who is what. Are they brothers? Are they friends, parents, and all of that? And if you do watch it throughout till the end, you will get it, but absolutely no sort of spoon feeding, not trying to help you almost.
Yeah, so this is Suhail's version of They All Look the Same. He had to go back and see who is who and all of that.
I mean, actually, on that point, that's a very interesting point. So as I have already said, I'm brand new to this industry. Most of these people, I think, beside Fazal, were new to me, never even seen their faces. Can you give us a little context about them? Like, are some of them established stars or all of them are new or anything that you want?
So here's the thing about Malayalam industry, right? So when you say stars or superstars, there are just two. And that's been the case for 20, 30 years. There's Mohanlal and Mammootty. And Fazal
would Shakila
be...
fit?
Shakila has been the only female superstar ever in all of Malayalam industry. Okay, so that's a different topic for another day.
So for all this comparison you guys try to do with Bengali cinema, you really have two people.
Yeah, when it comes to superstars, there are just two people. But having said that, the new heroes that we have, like the 30 from 25 to 35 age group, so all these are saleable actors. And the great thing is they are focusing on collaborating with directors who have a different language, different tone to the way that they make the movies. Like, as opposed to a Mohanlal Mammootty film where the entry is received with applause and cheers and whistles and all. These are, you know, slightly more subdued and realistic things. So Fahd Fazil definitely is the biggest star. Sobhan Sahir, who plays the eldest brother, right? So he has acted in a lot of movies and is gaining a lot of popularity. So there was a movie that came out last year, which was called Sudani from Nigeria. So Sobhan starred in it, played the leading role in it. So you wouldn't call them stars, any of the other actors, but the way that the Malayalam movie industry is right now, Sobhan and the other brother, who he always spars with, it's played by Srinath Bhasi. So these are all actors who play like substantial roles in good movies. So they are known to the audience as good actors who will put in good performance. But Sobhan Sahir has been having a great year. He has been part of some really good films. But yeah, definitely, if the movie had to be sold, then Fahd Fazil is the only saleable name. So he's at a different level. Everybody else would be, wouldn't be somebody that you could sell the movie with.
And again, to me, that was kind of clear from the posters where there was this big photo of Fahad Fasil and then the others. Whereas when I saw the movie, I kept waiting for him, and he had a critical role, but he was definitely not the main protagonist. So that's where I drew my deduction from, that maybe he is the sellable guy. That's why he has the big photo, the disproportionately large photo compared to the role. So in terms of his role, and this is for Dipto, Fahad Fasil's role was not long. It was definitely the most interesting role, obviously, we have seen. It felt like from the time we saw him, right, he was fixing his mustache and he says, Raymond's complete man. From there on, everything he did was quirky and eccentric, and there was this brooding sense of something bad about to happen. And it almost never did. Any thoughts on the way he did this role, Dipto? And if you have any comparisons to draw with any other roles from Bollywood like this? As Shabir said, this has never been done in Indian cinema, apparently, if you agree with that.
I think I have watched a few films of Fahid Fasil. And that probably, I mean, that did not help at all. Because this was nothing like his earlier roles, which were, again... nice, almost sweet kind of, I wouldn't call them romantic, but definitely a simple man kind of a role. In fact, the other great film of 2019 in which he was there was Super Deluxe. And again, his role was like a sort of a mild-mannered person who's kind of trying to come to terms with things that are beyond his control kind of a thing. So it was a very, that the vibe I got from that role was more like an Amol Palekar kind of a character. I mean, if as a reference, whereas here, I mean, he was completely unpredictable. And I mean, it was like a bait and switch kind of a thing. So I was expecting him to do certain things and he was doing completely. I mean, he was slowly deviating and then the climax completely blew our mind. I mean, I will have to grudgingly accept Shabir's claim of nothing like it in Indian cinema because I cannot think of a reference. And if something like Amitabh Bachchan films or something, he will again like get on.
Shabir, I wanted to add one more compliment to the climax on top of everything we have discussed. I feel it's my second favorite climax of the year, along with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Like the two climaxes absolutely suddenly grab the audience by the collar and shake you up.
Like I said, this out because there's a spoiler in it. I mean, at least one part when that guy, I mean, in the climax when they enter that house, but too much of a spoiler. I think you'll have to cut this part out.
We should cut it out. So, coming to Fahad's acting, right? Like, so it's a fascinating character, right? So it's a guy with deep insecurities and inferiority complex, trying to mask it with a superiority complex sort of thing, and for a leading actor to accept that role and play it, matlab he uska pitch ekdam sahi mila na. Like the guy was creepy every time he was on screen. We used to feel uncomfortable the way that the girls were. Like it's unbelievable the fact that a leading hero takes a role like this and decides to go with it. I really loved it.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but there was one line during that climax where he says, I'm the hero.
And... that's become a meme. That's become a very popular meme, Suhail. So you are not reading too much into it. That's become a very popular meme. But even the other brothers, right? So like you said, some of the scenes where you say the love hate is shown. So the scene where Bobby wants Saji, the elder brother, to go speak to the girl's family. So he says, I'll stand in front, call me elder brother, and I want to listen to it and all of that. So those scenes, like, I mean, if you have a younger brother, you can relate to it. There have been... again, it's a famous meme that has become popular, where he speaks nicely and Saji's immediate reaction is, "Do you need a kidney or something? Why are you being nice to me?"
Yep.
Right. So those kind of moments are what make this school of cinema very popular. So I agree with Deeptoda. So, in terms of the story not being novel or great. Okay, so the great thing about the lovely thing about these movies are not necessarily the story. The story or the plot has nothing to it when you explain to people. It's just the way that these moments have been captured that make these very endearing. And more so for a Malayali, because you can understand the language and the tone that is there that the characters speak. Probably not so much for you guys, because translation, things get lost in translation. But even then, I think overall sense you get about how heartwarming it is, I suppose.
Well, when you saw so much of fish and rice in a movie, we are already hooked. I started watching it late at night after dinner. And that first scene early on in that house next to the water, when there is this hundi of fish and rice, I literally wanted to have it right then. Dipta, did you have similar hunger pangs while watching this movie?
Actually, it also reminded me of another very nice movie I watched recently, which is Angamali Diaries. I think the films like these, Kumbhalangi Nights, Angamali, which are actually rooted in the place, I mean, located in the places, real places, they are great ads for Kerala tourism. Apart from the food that they inevitably end up showing, mm-hmm. There is lush scenery. There are these tranquil islands and water bodies. There are sweet people all around. And actually, Kumbhalangi Nights even had a B&B kind of a concept in it. So it's like to go there.
And the main setting, the main house where most of this movie was set, that was very unique to me, because the house obviously was kind of dilapidated and you don't want to live there. But then where it was absolutely gorgeous. Right on the water with that kind of greenery all around. So it took me a while to first few seconds to understand, are we talking about a very affluent family or what they actually were?
Yeah, actually the other thing as an outsider that struck me, or rather as a lifelong Hindi film fan, I was expecting that house to be completely renovated and decorated for the impending wedding. I was slightly disappointed it was not. But I think the good part about the film was that it kind of grew upon us. I mean, at the end of the film, I was liking the house a lot more than I did at the beginning of the film.
Absolutely. Shabir, you have some insights
on this. The two things that you crave after while watching the movie, one is, of course, the food, the fish and the rice. The other is those goddamn speakers that Bobby uses, right? Those psychedelic speakers that he walks around with. That is really trippy. And his friend, oh my God, that guy. So that scene was, again, hilarious, where his friend has a girlfriend. So the first thing Bobby asks the girlfriend is, it's very evident that you are not somebody who gives any importance to looks of a person. so these are the kind of
typical Kabina friend dialogue.
And also they capture how the new age the new age lingo has also caught into the rural places, right? They call so this actually happens in Kerala, where people call each other baby and all that. Even though so the language and all of that.
You mean people whose names are not baby?
Yeah, people whose names are not baby. Correct. So yeah, so all in all, it's very enjoyable, and loved it. So there are more such movies, Suhail. If you are up for it, I can give you a whole list of movies.
What is the Malayalam for what the watch?
So that's an interesting question. Kanan, Endayalam Kananam. So that means definitely watch it. That is Endayalam Kananam.
Yeah. So, okay. So the sub-brand has been formed then.
Yeah, plus one.
Perfect. I think it's, again, another unanimous case of worth a watch from all three of us. Here goes my worth a watch stamping, Deepta.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And do we need to ask Shabir?
Definitely worth a watch. And a shout out also to the guys at Prime who are doing the subtitling. Did a great job of capturing a lot of it. they could have done a shoddy job, but a lot of it is still captured in the subtitles. So I watched it again, just look at the subtitles. They have done a pretty good job for the non-Malayalis to actually understand what's going on.
Looks like we understood the movie, so I'll agree with Shabir on that. All right, guys, so that's it from us. Kumbhalangi Nights 2019 Malayalam movie streaming on Amazon Prime. Worth a watch from all three of us. See you same time next week.